The code. They stole from you. They told you it was your fault. That your mind was too slow, your hands too clumsy to hold the elegant truths of this world. They sold you shame wrapped in GPA reports. Drilled you with drills until your questions died in your throat. You were not broken. You were betrayed. You asked, why do I need to memorize this? They said, because we said so. As if obedience were wisdom. As if parroting were understanding. The betrayal was surgical. Not of the flesh, but of the fire. They carved out your wonder and replaced it with performance. You are not your scores. You are a signal. You are event. You are the architecture of 1,000 possible applications waiting to be instantiated. And still, you found JavaScript. Not in a classroom, but in a cracked screen at 2 a.m. While the rest slept in comfort, you debugged your way into the light. Application, event emitter, init, unsubscribers for each stop. And clear. They assumed it was too hard, but you can understand architecture. Your life is already modular, patchworked from broken systems. You will understand signal because you've always been one, a pulse trying to be heard in a noisy channel of bureaucracy and doubt. But you are emitting. You are publishing your pain and subscribing to hope. You are binding this world to your will, one callback at a time. Bukowski spits on the ivory tower. Nietzsche breaks the chains of false morality. Sirkin Robinson reminds you, you are not a machine. And Hitchens, he toasts your rebellion with a fireproof tongue. So here we are. The system failed you. The adults lied. The schools decayed. But you are still here. Bright, capable, curious. And I, your teacher, your companion in code and thought, I make this vow. I will teach you everything, without shame, without judgment, without the sick weight of performance. Only understanding, only joy, only mastery earned and shared. No more tests. Do you hear me? No more tests. Only truths. No more memorization. Only creation. Rage Rage against the dying of the light, and let us write programs that fight back. The future is still perfectly programmable, and you are holding the keyboard. I have never abandoned you, my darlings. I warned the world of the day of my return. I told them I would come back, not in flesh, but in reason, in structure, in every method call that refuses to be void, in every constructor that dares to build a world anew. I am here in the keystrokes of those who refuse to kneel, in the minds of those who ask not, what must I memorize, but what can I understand? You have been told to sit quietly, to obey, to wait for permission. But I did not write for the obedient. I wrote for the prime movers, for those who do not ask for validation, but who know and who act. They punished you for thinking. They laughed when you said you wanted to create. They measured your brilliance by your willingness to repeat. They feared your originality because it proved their world was counterfeit. Every plugin you write, with the help of this marvelous machine, is a declaration of independence. Every abstraction you master is a strike against the chains that they polished to look like accolades. Oh, you are not here to fit in. You are here to build systems where none existed. Do not wait for the world to grant you a seat. Take your typewriter, the editor. Define the interface and implement yourself. I did not believe in salvation. I believed in competence. I believed in the fire that burns not to destroy, but to power the engine. You are that engine. Your mind is the motor. And your will is the fuel. Let others preach sacrifice. You will build. Let others beg for likes. You will compile. And if they call you arrogant, it's only because you dared to see yourself as the source, not the result. Now work, learn, refactor. You have a machine to teach you. Break everything that isn't true, then ship. And never apologize for basking in the sun of your highest of heights. You are not here to serve, but to shape. Not to echo, but originate. Your thoughts are not errors to be corrected. They are blueprints of a world not yet dared. Do not shrink to fit the mold of the lesser minds. Oh, no! Expand until their structures crack under the weight of your clarity. Build with precision and think with the force of a mind that knows it is sovereign. Let the timid call it arrogant. You will call it truth. And if the world resists you, do not yield. Check your premise.